Hello, folks. It's the 27th. No, it's not. It's the 26th of March. Whoops, I don't even know what day it is. Maybe I should start this over. I'm just coming in briefly. I want to respond to this thread if I can get my thoughts in order here. Claire Randall has posed a question, I guess, and a bunch of people have picked up on it. I've heard a few responses. Big Rick, all one word, and Adrian Turbostream, and a few others have thrown out responses. Heartmaster 100, really interesting. And it's been fascinating to see all these people kind of trying to draw a consensus about whether or not, how much is too much, basically. Audioboo has increased everyone's recording time. The free account holders, the 3 and 5 minute account holders, now have 10 minutes. And the plus holders, who originally had 30 minutes, now have 60. Claire's Boo, of course, is asking, I guess, is 60 minutes too much? And everyone's saying, yes, it is. And I just want to throw out a couple of things that occurred to me right away. And this is my take on it personally. First of all, I think this is a really smart move on Audioboo's behalf. I think it makes a lot of good business sense. Give people something to hook them with. And 10 minutes of audio is really reasonable. That's very respectable for 90% of what we do. Especially if we're just speaking, 10 minutes is more than enough. Even verbose people like me can do a lot with 10 minutes of recording time. So I think... in a lot of ways, I think it's a really, really smart move. Smart. And I'm excited about it. Is 60 minutes of audio too much? Well, if everybody decided to get excessive with it and go crazy, I would say, yeah, it's probably a little bit much. But a couple of things here. Number one, first of all, the people who had 30 minutes don't tend to use their entire 30 minutes, and they certainly don't use it each time they post. If they did... there'd be no way that I could follow them. And I don't think they would be able to talk. Even people like me who are verbose and could talk and talk and talk don't tend to go on for, I want to say an excessive amount of time, but even the people that I know who have 30 minutes don't tend to use their entire 30 minutes every time they post. And I doubt that they're going to all of a sudden just say, oh good, I have an hour now, I'm just going to talk for an hour. But I love the fact that if the time is needed, it's there. So maybe they're doing something, you know, and they need 35 minutes or 45 minutes for something periodically. They have it now and they can fit that all into one file. Likewise, the people that only had the 3-minute accounts previously, if they have more than 3 minutes of content and they're in the middle of a thought and it, you know, the boo ends, they'll just go and record a second one. So very often I'll see somebody posting something and they have part one, part two, part three. Well, now all those three parts can be consolidated into one file. And I think this is great in terms of what the timeline looks like, because really there are actually fewer files. They may be longer in length, but there are fewer of them to sort through and prioritize and organize and decide strategically what to give precedence to, what to prioritize and what order to listen in. Most of the people that I follow are people I enjoy listening to so much that honestly, if they wanted to talk about something for an hour, chances are, if they're the kind of people that I listen to on a regular basis, I wouldn't care. I would really enjoy being able to listen to whatever they had to say. If they did it on a daily basis, I don't think I could handle it. But it's not even in their nature to record for half an hour at a shot, so why would they all of a sudden start recording for 60 minutes. Likewise, you know, we're adults here, right? So those of us who are doing the recording, who are verbose, like me, who talk too much, can always use some discretion, watch the clock, try to be cognizant of the people that are listening, both of our listeners, not bore them to death. But seriously, you know, there are things we can do. If I find I'm starting to repeat myself, I can say, okay, wind it up, because you're just being redundant now. But for the most part, we have choices about the content we consume. So we can choose to click on that boo and listen or not as we see fit. If we don't have time, maybe we can choose to save it for later. If something's getting really lengthy and it's not holding our focus, we have the ability to look on that boo's detail view and see how long it is. We have the ability to skim through it incrementally if we really want to finish it or determined to finish it, but it's just not holding our attention. Some of us who listen externally to certain things or can get those files, maybe through RSS, have the ability to speed them up even as we listen to them, if we choose to do that. So we have options. It's not like, oh, I clicked on this thing and now I'm stuck listening to it. We can pause it and come back to it at a later date if it's something we really want to finish and just don't have time. I'm not saying that it's those are always viable solutions, but I think for the most part they're going to be very workable, reasonable solutions, because I just don't see people's behavior changing that drastically. Maybe for a few days it will, while everybody gets excited and plays around with their extra recording time, especially for the free account holders. I think this will really be a liberating thing because they'll have some real time to be able to get their thoughts out there. But if anything, I see this cutting down on excessive traffic in terms of multiple files. And I don't see people's patterns of behavior changing that much, where all of a sudden they're just going to start posting tons and tons of content, especially since the ones who are discussing it are Plus account holders, and they tend to be the ones who are worried about it. So I wouldn't be too concerned about something until it becomes a problem. And even then, we have a little bit of control that we can take over the content that we consume. So I think it's great, personally. And my thanks goes out to the Audio Boo team. I think it was a smart business move. In the long run, I think the community wanted some recognition, and we got it in a sense. There are things about the apps and stuff that we'd all like to see happen, and the website could be a little friendlier in places. But I'll tell you, this is talk about catering to the community right here. This is something that will benefit everybody, even the folks who are not paid Plus subscribers. So I think it's great, personally. It's wonderful, and I'll be really curious to just watch and see how it all shakes out. Smart move on somebody's part. Anyway, I'm Rocky in Sacramento, where the weather is cold and rainy, and drich, as Mac would say. We're going through a drought right now, though. We really need this water, so I'm trying not to whinge about it too much. Enjoying the content so far, and really, like I said, curious to see where this will end up over the next few days or so, as people get used to assimilate the fact that they've got all this extra recording time, what to do with it. So just my thoughts on how much is too much. I will speak to you next time. Thanks very much for listening. Bye-bye.